This Apostles' Day Gospel is from Luke chapter 5, from verse 1. We will rise to hear it. And one day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Amen. Here at these Opista services, we have been able to listen or hear the word of God. The Apostle Paul writes how faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. From this heard gospel portion, people had the desire, their desire had awakened to hear the teaching of our Savior Jesus Christ. With great multitude, people gathered together at the shore of Gennesareth. Many felt how true Jesus' words were, that man does not only live by bread alone, but from the words that come from the mouth of God. It's fitting for our times. But first, the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Then God will give all other things that he sees fit. We heard how the disciples were washing their nets at that familiar place to them on the shores of Gennesaret. They had a big disappointment because they had not caught any fish. It's their minds were beginning to be troubled, but they heard Jesus' words. Row that boat of Peter from the shore. So he can speak from that boat. From that boat on the shore. The reception was much better than from the shore amongst the other people. The evangelist does not tell what Jesus was teaching, but this we know, that Jesus taught according to that situation in which he was now in. Like John the Baptist, he proclaimed that the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the gospel. Jesus taught, spoke imperishable word of God. Lord, your word is eternal. Just as the motto of these Jämsä opisto services is profound, Lord, your word is eternal. Jesus spoke a lot in parables for those who are not partakers of grace. Other evangelists also tell. Mark and Matthew speak of this, how Jesus once on the lake of Gennesareth, or shore of Gennesareth, of a parable that is very familiar to us, how the seed is the word of God, and how the children of God are proclaiming that word here in this world, the gospel of the kingdom of God. And Jesus also spoke, as we have heard in these services, the treasure hidden in the field. Perhaps such a memory I have heard from the summer service radio, from these Jämsä opisto services, spoken about the same matter. And at that time, the minister said that they would like to only buy a certain portion of that field, not the whole field, not the whole kingdom of God. But we, through faith, understand this, that if we only want some portion of this kingdom of God, then also the treasure, we will not receive the treasure. We have to buy the entire field, which in the eyes of this world is like a herb garden. But for us God's children, it is precious. But Peter was obedient to the instructions of Jesus to cast the net to deep waters. Perhaps even you little words have heard this word fathom. You may have been fishing with your father or some other close one, and you have lowered your nets to a good fishing spot. Those disciples certainly knew this the good fishing spots of the Lake of Galilee, but now they had not received any fish. Old preacher Matti Suo has written over 100 years ago, if someone else were to instruct Peter to cast the net, he would not have obeyed. But since he instructed, he will cast it. And in that, Simon did the right thing. But I have often felt that the best thing would be to stop all the work and rest. But no one believes anymore. God's word no longer influences or repents of faith in anyone, even though the work has been done and is being done. Throwing a net to the souls of men swimming in the river of sin, but all they do is run away with their sails hoisted up in the current of sin with joy to hell. Therefore, it would probably be best to shut their mouths, the door, and speak. And speak no more of the salvation of souls. I felt it many times. But cast the net to the good spot. When I heard the command, and I have not dared to disobey that command and that voice, though it was against the will of my flesh and blood. And so it has been in our times that we throw the net to the seas of this world, that if God would lead, yet the redeemed children of God to the grace kingdom of God, out of experience, from experience spoken, experience of nets. Perhaps your children also have experienced this. If you go check the nets, if fish have been caught in them, and this way children of God have wanted to ask those who are not partakers of this grace, dear friend, how are your matters of eternity? There is still time of grace. The time of visitation is nigh. The kingdom of God is at hand. Believe, all sins forgiven from grace in the name and blood of Jesus. In my mind is a situation where a believer said to a close one, very nicely turned to him, you should also come to the kingdom of God. It was a word of love and an invitation to this close one or loved one. God is he who can awaken us, as we have heard in these services. It is God who in the end forgives the sins, even though he uses us as instruments, as mouthpieces, where we can proclaim this glorious message, wonderful message, that you can believe all your sins forgiven, and heaven will hear the earth. When God forgives the sins, they are forgiven. As Jesus said, if you forgive, they are forgiven to those, and from to them they are forgiven, and those sins you keep, they are kept from them. And how happy are we to forgive, as in today's topic, as we heard in the introductory verses, it applies to all children of God. And in connection with the theme of today, we speak of the disciples of Jesus, and now Peter especially, who was dear to Jesus. 6 or 7 of the disciples of Jesus were fishermen. The most famous of them were, just as mentioned here, Peter and John and James, and also others, at least 3 others. And they were from the town of Bethsaida, which was a fishing village. And this miracle of Jesus may have very well happened there near Bethsaida, Capernaum, where they caught the great catch of fish, that both boats were about to sink to the bottom of the sea. God can abundantly bless, but even then it is important to remember that it is God's blessing. It is not the merit of our own. Peter also said that, "Lord, go away from me, for I am a sinful man." And this is how Peter felt then. But Jesus gave him a mission for the kingdom of God, and they all followed. John, James, and Peter, they followed Lord Jesus. They left everything. They pulled the boats ashore, leaving everything, and followed Jesus. Jesus said, "Come and follow me." Jesus made Peter a fisherman of people. Peter proclaimed dearly the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. As we heard in the introductory words of Apostle Paul, even Paul preached from the kingdom of God, or about the kingdom of God, taught about Jesus Christ with all boldness, and no one denied him when he was imprisoned in Rome. He was able to discuss with others. And he was able to comfort those others and also speak of the kingdom of God to the children of God. And as we heard beautiful in this song, even in this difficult, in the midst of these sorrows and tribulations, Jesus takes care of his own. He lifts and carries and takes to our destination. God's fisherman, Väinö Havas, writes, I had cast my net into the sea of mankind. I had woven it from threads of grace and set it as a snare for truth. I had then baptized it in the blood of atonement and dried it in the winds of the Spirit. I waited for the catch, sighed, wept. Like polished glass, the waters shimmered and the shores lay sleeping. Tiny white fish flickered across the surface as I lifted my empty net. Then came the wind and the storms churned the sea. I barely got my boat to the net and dared, at the risk of my life. Many fishers meet their end on the open sea. I lifted my empty net. The storm passed, and from the southwest the gentlest breeze brought a soft autumn rain across the waters. And from the night dawned Sunday, from the home church I heard peal of bells as I lifted my full net. Dear brother and sister, you may remain believing all sins and faults of the journey and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and it can be of secure mind and blessed. Failing in many things and feeling myself sinful, I want to also ask, may I believe my sins and journey faults forgiven? I desire to believe together with you. Let us rise to confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.